We left off on Chafalot and Bez. I just wanted to come back a little bit to discuss what we had seen, that the Gemara says, that the Mishnah says that whether or not you make a bracha after Kriyas and Megillah depends upon Mokum Shenago. That Mokum Shenago Levarech is Levarech, and Mokum Shenago Shelo Levarech is Lo Yevarech. And that's with regard to the bracha l'achareh, the bracha of Haravis Rivenu. Now the Ma'an Shulchan Aruch says in Tafresh Tzaribe is based on a Yerushalmi that we only make the bracha l'acharei b'tzibur. If for whatever reason a person is reading the Megillah without, not in the presence of a tzibur, so then a person doesn't make the bracha l'acharei of Haravis Rivenu. So the question is, why not? Why not? What is it that's different? The tzibur, then the yacha, that you only make this bracha of Haravis Rivenu when it's b'tzibur. So I wanted to suggest one mahalach. The mahalach makes certain assumptions, but one mahalach in that. And to do that, let's take a look in the Ran here on Yud Beis Amud Aleph in the Dafei Harif. It's the Dima Hamasku Baruch Haravis Rivenu. Yud Beis Amud Aleph on the Dafei Harif. Okay, you see, Baruch HaRavis Rivenu. Yesh Kasmoa, Baruch HaZu, Lama Posachas B'Baruch. Why does the Baruch after the Megillah begin with Baruch? Shaharehi Smucha LeBaruch HaShalafana. Let's say, for instance, by Halal, we have a similar situation, right? We say, Baruch HaLafana, Baruch HaLachareh. So how does the Baruch HaLachareh by Halal begin? It begins with the Halalucha. It doesn't begin with Baruch HaTah. The same way the second Baruch in the Shemoneh Esrei begins Atah Gibor, it doesn't begin Baruch Atah Hashem, because it's smucha to the Baruch of Avos, of Magen Avraham. So too, the Baruch of Yehalalucha after Halal is smucha to the Baruch Asher Kitshanu B'Mitzvos of Tzivanu Likros HaHalal that we said beforehand. So it doesn't have to be Posachas, it doesn't have to begin with Baruch. So why don't we have the same by the Megillah as well? Why does the Baruch of Haravis Rivenu begin Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam? The Bishlam Birkas HaTorah Kishehi Posachas B'Baruch Hasam Haynu Taimu Mishim Kodem Takana Shahaya Posach Mevarach Lefaneha B'Chosei Mevarach Lachareha The cave under which we have the lower last also kiss Mukhala Khavata. He says, the truth is that you can ask the same question about Kriya Satara, right? By Kriya Satara also we have a bracha lefaneha, bracha l'achareha, and yet they're not constructed as brachos hasmuchos l'achareton. So he says, no, that's not a kasha. Because originally, when the matbeya habracha was formulated for Bekas HaTorah by Kriya HaTorah, so the original minig, right, as we're about to learn here in this Omud, the original minig is that the first Ola said the bracha lefaneha, and the final Ola said the bracha l'achareha. It was only later in the times of the Chachmei HaGemara that we switched to our practice that every Ola says the bracha lefaneha u'l'achareha. So since it was betray Gavrei, since two different people were saying the brachos, so therefore they didn't want to construct them as brachos hasmuchos l'chaveton. Ubosatakonanami. And even after they made a takana during the times of the Chachmei HaGemara, the tikkun l'chol chad bracha lefaneha u'l'achareha, that every Ola says the bracha beforehand and after his own kriya, says the Ran, but kevan shekva niskana bracha shalachareha, since the bracha lachareha v'shenosan lanu had already been formulated and introduced, lo ra'u l'shanos mi matbeya shala, lo ra'u l'shanos matbeya shala, shalotei pasachas b'baruch, they didn't want to tamper with the way that bracha had been originally formulated. Aval hocha amai, but that explanation we can't transpose over here. Megillah vada lo mifsika ki hechi de lo mafsik kriyashma bevichoseha. Clearly Megillah is just read consecutively, continuously, so the same way Birkos Kriyishma Dimishum Hochi Hashvin and Brocha Achrona Shalos Mucha L'Chavito, which is why Emes V'Yatziv or Emes V'Emuna is Smucha to Habochev Amo Yisrael Be'ahava or Oev Amo Yisrael, even though the Kriyishma is interjected in between, because as long as it's said continuously as one continuum, so it's still smucha l'chaveta. So if that's the case, says the Ran, ubi Megillah nami leima hachi. So by Megillah, we should also say that, and the bracha after Kriyas HaMegillah should be a bracha hasmucha l'chaveta.
Why can't you answer the same thing, that you can have two different people reading half the Megillah? So the second person is saying the second bracha, so it's not the same person.
I guess you could, but then that would sort of be unusual. Mashen came by Kriya Satora. I mean, it has to be that way. By Kriya Satora, we need three Olim. We need seven Olim. So by Kriya Satora, that's the norm. By Kriya Samegillah, it would be, if the Valkyrie happens to get tired in the middle of something, then we'll switch. But for that sort of unlikely case, we're probably not going to have that reflected in the
Torah was originally just for one person.
So in Hachanami, so that Rishon talk about that cash also. So he says Yeshlomar, the high bracha acharona. The acharona asked that cash on the Ran. How does the Ran work for the Haftarah? I think the Ritzvah talks about that. So he says Yeshlomar, the high bracha acharona, lava kriyas Megillah. Ela bracha b'fnei atzma sheniskana al hanes. Wow. Says the Ran, because the relationship between the bracha l'acharev by Megillah and the bracha l'acharev Hallel is totally different. Hallel begins and concludes with a bracha. It begins and concludes with a bracha. Hence, those two brachas are part of one series. They're part of one continuum. The bracha after Kriya Sahalel, the occasion for the bracha is the fact that, the bracha after Kriya Sahamegillah, the occasion for the bracha is that we just read the Megillah. That's the occasion for the bracha. But the bracha is not the last chapter of Kriya Sahamegillah, the same way the bracha after Hallel is the last the last installment of Hallel, but it's rather a freestanding, not freestanding in the sense that you can say the Bracha without having read the Megillah, not freestanding in that sense, but it's rather a freestanding Bracha in the sense that the Kriyas HaMegillah is the occasion for this Bracha. Having read the Megillah, so now we have occasion for this Bracha Al Hanes. But it's not the final installment of the Kriyas HaMegillah. It's not even a bracha on the Kriyas HaMegillah. The same way Birkas HaTorah are brachos on the Kriyas HaTorah, this isn't a bracha on Kriyas HaMegillah, it's rather a bracha al hanes. The first bracha is a bracha on Kriyas HaMegillah. The last bracha is a bracha al hanes. Okay. Now, there are a lot of questions here. What is the Ran going to do with the Haftorah? Isn't the bracha Sha'asa Nisim that we say before Kriyas HaMegillah, isn't that also a bracha on the Nes? So even if this explanation works for why it shouldn't be smucha to the Ashikit Shana B'Misasa V'Tzivan Al Mikra Megillah, why wouldn't it be smucha at least to the Sha'asa Nisim? Isn't the Sha'asa Nisim also a bracha on the Nes? A lot of questions. Maybe we'll talk about some of them. But
straightforward. What do you have two brachas on the Nes? You have one bracha on the Nes at the beginning. So it has to be that there's something else, another kind of a Nes, or another kind of a bracha on the Nes. It's not duplication of the first bracha.
Maybe. Okay, so let's leave those questions aside and just think. So according to the Ran, again, if we just want to describe what the bracha l'acharei is, it's a bracha al hanes. Bracha al hanes. That's what it is according to the Ran. Now, let's keep this in mind. Let's keep this in mind again. The fact that it's a special... So what is the bracha? It's an... The Kriyas HaMegillah is, we tell the story of the Nes, and then the Bracha L'Achareha is a Bracha that we then say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al HaNes, Al HaNes. And the occasion for this Bracha is the Kriyas HaMegillah. So perhaps this would be one angle on explaining the minig which the Ramah quotes from the Yerushalmi, that we only say this bracha b'tzibur, and that's for the following reason. Maybe if you take a look here, here in Hilchos Chanukah, so the Mechaber mentions our practice of lighting the Chanukah Mishul, right? If you see in the bold print here, with the Beis HaKnesses, he first discusses the placement of the menorah in Shul, Manicho Bekosel Dorom, on the southern wall, Umadlikyan Umevarchen Mishum Pirsum Enisa. And we light the Chanukah in Shul with a bracha, Mishum Pirsum Enisa. Now this is a very... So we're used to this, right? We're used to seeing this. But it's really a very enigmatic practice in the sense that when you learn the Sugyas of Chanukah, the Gemara and Shavuos, there's no mention, there's no allusion to lighting that Chanukah in Shul. Just Ner Ishu Beiso. In the chotzer, where you put it, but there's no allusion whatsoever, ki hu zeh, to lighting the Chanukah in Shul. So the question is, what's the source for this? What's the source for this minig? So the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon, Kedarko Makodesh. So one of the characteristics of the Bir Hagra is that he explains how minhagim have their source in Chazal. that it's not just that they that later generations invented something and introduced something, that they have their source in Chazal. So the question is, where is this in Chazal that you should light Nechanik Inshal? So if you take a look in the Bir Hagra, in the left-hand column, the second line, it says Madlikin. You see that? What they'll say. Madlikin, he says, Raya mihala shebelele psachim, sheniskan, I'm not sure what's cut off there. And then the next line is bebeis hakneses mishum pesumei nisa. This kamosha kosa b'yushalmi be'inyan bracha hasmucha l'chavita v'harei asher ge'olanu shanya she'im shma'a bebeis hakneses yatsa. So the Gaon refers to a Yerushalmi, which the Ran quotes on this second page that you have in front of you. Both the Yerushalmi and the Masech itself might have a different minhagim as to whether or not you say Hallel in Shul than the Leil Pesach. So I think the Ramah does not have the minhag of saying Hallel in Shul. The Ramah does not have it, but the Vilna Gaon and Hasidim as well follow what the Mechaber has, that you do say Hallel in Shul the night of the Seder. What's the Malkul for it? So the emphasis is, when you look at this Ran, Diba HaMaskel, my Birkas HaShir, so it seems to be mentioned, Mefurish, in both the Yerushalmi and the Masech HaSofim, that you say Hallel in Shul, Leil Pesach. You say Hallel in Shul. The question is, why do we have to say Hallel twice, the night of Pesach? We're going to say it at the Seder anyway. It's just redundant. So first of all, just to see where the Yerushalmi says it, if you take a look, the second line after they branch out in the lines of the Ran here, the Od Raya, before the midpoint of the line, the second line after they branch out, this is in the midst of, there's a whole debate in the Rishonim whether or not at the Seder you're supposed to make a bracha on Hallel, right? We don't, right? We don't make a bracha shekichanim and so the Sivan Aliko as a Hallel at the Seder, but that's a whole discussion in the Rishonim. The norm is that when you have a bracha, it begins Baruch Atah Hashem. However, im hoisa bracha hasmucha l'chavita, if it comes on the heels of another bracha, for example, kegon kriya shema utfila, so then in person mehem b'baruch. The same way, the second of Birkos Kriya Shema and all the subsequent brachas of Shemoneh Esrei don't begin with Baruch. Don't begin with Baruch. Hisav Aviyemiya Hare Geula Shel Halel Sheniyahi. The Baruch HaVashir Ge'olanu, right? Geula. The Baruch HaVashir Ge'olanu is the second bracha in a series. Where is that, the second bracha in a series? So apparently, because before beginning to read Hallel, we made the bracha of Shikat Shanim and Sosa Vitzivanu Likos HaHallel, so the Asher Golanu is the second bracha, it's Smucha L'Chavita, and yet it begins with Baruch, so that's Rabbi Yirmiyahu's question, doesn't that contradict the klal of bracha Smucha L'Chavita? Answer the Yerushalmi. The Amr of the Yochanan, Hallel in Shmuel Beveis HaKnesses Yatsa. No. If you were in Shul and you made the bracha on Hallel in Shul, you won't make the Asher Kidshanu B'Mitzvoso V'Tzivanu again when you read Hallel at the Seder. However, even though we don't repeat the bracha, but there's too much of a gap between the Asher Kidshanu B'Mitzvoso V'Tzivanu of the Hallel and Shul and the Asher Ge'olanu at the Seder to say that the Asher Ge'olanu is smucha to that. That's what the Yerushalmi has here. So what do you see from the Yerushalmi? So what the Ran is interested in the Yerushalmi is that if you didn't say Halal and Shol, that you do make a bracha and Halal to say. That's what his interest in the Yerushalmi is. We have a different interest at the moment. Our interest in the Yerushalmi, the Vilna Gaon says, is that you see that it's mefurish in the Yerushalmi that you say Halal and Shol. You see, it's mefurish that Leil Pesach that you say Halal and Shol. Earlier, he quoted the same thing from the Maseches Sofim. If you take a look where it says V'raya l'dovim yidasani v'maseches Sofim, and then underneath it there's a line which begins with a parenthesis with abbreviation Perek Chof Halacha Tes. You see that, Rav Osai? Further up in this Diva HaMaschel, in the narrow lines, around 10 lines underneath the Diva HaMaschel, my Beker Sashir, V'raya l'dovim yidasani v'maseches Sofim. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehud Tzadok Omer, Shmona Osa Yom V'layla Echad Yochid Gomer Bohen Esahala. In Eretz Yisrael, there are 18 days and one night where you say Halal Shalim. Ve'elu hein, Shmona Simei Chanukah, 8 days, Yom Tov Shal Atzeres, Shavuos is 9, Chagasukos is 7, makes it 16, V'yom Shmini Atzeres makes it 17, V'yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach makes it 18, V'leilo, that's the one night. Ubegola, and in Chutz La'aretz, it's Echad Ve'etzrim Yom, it's 21, because it's 2 days, it's two. The first 2 days Pesach, you have 2 days Shavuot, and you have Simchas Torah, so you have an additional 3 days. Ubeis Leilos, and you have 2 nights, because you have the 2 Sedarim. Now, Umnitzvah Min HaMufcha, says in HaSef HaSofim, Likros Halal Beveis HaKnesses, B'Shei Leilos Shogolios, a person should read Halal in Shul Pesach night as well, Ulevarech Aleihem, and to make a bracha on Halal in Shul, Uleonro b'ne'ima, and to say it in a sweet fashion, L'kaye mashenemar, to fulfill the pasuk Uneroma mashmel yachtav, that we will exalt HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name together. Okay. So what do you see here? 2 things. A, the Vilna Gaon is just referring us to the fact that you say Halal and Shul Pesach night. That's Mefurish in the Yerushalmi, and it's Mefurish in the Maseches Sofim. B, what's the reason? Again, our question is, isn't it redundant to say Halal twice, once at the Seder and once in Shul? So the Maseches Sofim provides the answer. Maseches Sofim says the answer is Unroma Mashmal Yachdav. That there are really 2 things we want to accomplish. On the one hand, we want to integrate Halel into Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that necessitates that Halel be said at the Seder. You can't expect everyone to have a minyan at the Seder. Most people don't have a minyan at the Seder. We also want to say Halel B'tzibur, Unaroma Mashmo Yachdav. That's what the Maseches Sofim is saying. So Memela, that's what accounts for the 2 Halels.
So I'm sorry, I didn't explain. Nirom Mashmal Yachdav is
telling us, the reason we say Halal at night, the Maseches Sofim is not explaining. We're saying Halal at night is part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Uh-huh. Let's posit that. The Maseches Sofim is not commenting on that. Maseches Sofim is commenting on the redundancy of saying Halal twice at night. It's not commenting on why Halal at night, but rather why twice at night. So it's saying, because what you accomplish in Shul, which chances are most of us will not accomplish at the Seder, is Unrama Mashmo Yachdav, is that we have the Halal B'tzibur.
Since we say it during the day, why do we have to say it at night?
It's a different mitzvah. It's a different mitzvah. The halal in the day is the halal of Yontif. We're saying it in the day the way we ordinarily say halal of Yontif in the day. And the halal at night is the halal of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But that halal, we want to say B'tzibur as well. Okay. So why is the Vilna Gaon, so why is he referencing this with regard to lighting Chanukah licht in Shul? So apparently the Vilna Gaon says that whenever you have a mitzvah, ordinarily, by every mitzvah, the mitzvah is enhanced by doing it b'tzibur. Rovam hadus melech. Every mitzvah is enhanced. Okay, that's true. But over here, it's more than an enhancement. It's more than an enhancement. I mean, we go out of our way to do the mitzvah an additional time. Over here, the Vilna Gaon is saying that whenever you have a mitzvah of, let's say, hyphenated, pesumei nisa hoda'a, right, to publicize and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a nes, so then the chiyuv is not only to do it individually, but there's also a chiyuv to do it collectively, to do it b'tzibur. Not only individually, but also in the realm of Mashma Yachta. And that's why we have the second Kriya Sahalel Pesach night. Now, what's this Vilna Gaon saying? This is fascinating. So what's the Vilna Gaon saying back on the other sheet in Tafesh Ayin Aleph in Shulchan Aruch when he says, what's the makor for lighting Chanukah licht in Shul? He says, because when we go home, okay, so again, so for most people, when you're lighting Chanukah licht at home, it's not you're not being the kind of mitzvah b'tzibur. But again, very much like the Seder, so on the one hand, since it's Ner Ishu Beiso, so the venue for Ner Chanukah has to be Beiso. So the only way to sort of have the Pesumei Nisa / Hallel both B'yochid and B'tzibur is to have it twice. So we have it at home. We have it at home, but then also Madlik in the Beis HaKnesses. That's what the Gaon is explaining. That's why, incidentally, one of the things which becomes clear when one understands the reason for Hallel and Shul Pesach night is even if you have the minig of saying Hallel and Shul Pesach night, if for some reason a person is not davening with a minion, so then there's no Indian to say Hallel twice. Once right after Ma'ariv, and then again at the Seder. The whole point of saying Hallel in Shul Pesach night is to say it's Tzibur. It's not, according to what the Masechta Sofim is explaining, it's not a minig of saying Hallel twice. It's a minig to say Hallel not only at the Seder during the actual time of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but also B'tzibur, so Memela that they would convey it in Shul. Probably not. That's given that that's not the norm. So then there were kovea.
Maybe it's a small community. They just all hanging together and everybody going home. So they got in and then they go right to
stay there. I don't know. Okay. Good. So that's yeah.
But what is the reason that we're saying hello as family units in each case? We're also saying it separately as a kehillah, let's say. What is the reason for it? Is that the reason because each of those yeshivot had a double aspect?
Very possibly.
That there was a yeshua for Klal Yisrael?
Very possibly.
And also for the yeshiva?
Very possibly. So be that as it may, so we have here, so the Vilna Gaon tells us that by mitzvahs of Pesumei Nisa, Halal Al-Hanes, / Halal Al-Hanes, so then when you do it B'tzibur, it's more than just the Berovam Hadus Malach enhancement that you have by another mitzvah B'tzibur, but here there's a special mitzvah and a special kiyum, B'davka, to do this B'tzibur, so much so that on Chanukah, And by Hallel at Pesach night, where we can't merge the two, that we actually have a separate Hadlokas Ner Chanukah in Shul, the same way we have a separate Kriyas HaHallel in Shul where you can't merge the two. Now, could be that this would be one Mahalach. Again, the Ramah doesn't really tip his hand. We began with a question that the Ramah quotes, I think, based on a Yerushalmi, that we only say the Bracha LaAchareha of Haravis Rivenu in Shul, B'tzibur. We don't say it if a person reads Megillah without the benefit of a minion, so then he wouldn't say the Haravis Rivenu. So basically what we're suggesting is that this reflects the fact that somehow or other what's happening in Shul is just different, not just enhanced, but is fundamentally different than when you're reading the Megillah B'Yochid. How so? So that's what we're correlating this with the idea that we find in the other two cases of Pesumei Nisa Halal HaNeis, i.e. Megillah and Pesach night, that there too we see that there's a special mitzvah of Pesumei Nisa B'Tzibur, of Halal B'Tzibur. So maybe according to the Ramah, so that's the pshat that Chazal say that you have this bracha Haravas Rivenu, which reflects that added dimension. Why is it that you have this extra bracha al hanes the tzibor and not the yochid, reflecting the fact that when the tzibor read the Megillah together, so again it wasn't just an enhanced way, but there was an added kiyum, there was an added mitzvah which they fulfilled. Maybe that would be one mahalach in the Ramah. Okay, let's go on in the Gemara.
The fact that the Ramah stresses that nobody else is yotzeh, he says that you shouldn't think that if you light Hanukkah left in shul, even the Shamus will light Hanukkah left in shul, but the Gabbai, you have to go home and light it over again. So right. that supports the position that it's not an enhancement, but it's a completely separate Kiyum HaMitzvah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we left off on Chafal from the days around 3-4 lines before they branch out to the right. Hanei Shlosha Keneged Mi. Right? So the Mishnah says that B'Sheni B'Chamishi B'Shabbos B'Mincha Koren Shlosha. That you have three aliyahs Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos to Mincha. Hanei Shlosha, can I get me? I'm a Ravasi, can I get Torah Nevi'im L'Ksuvim? Rav, Amma, can I get Korah Nevi'im V'Yisrael? The three parts of Torah Shebuchsav, the three major groups within Klal Yisrael. Allah, Hadat Hanim, Ev Simi, Ein Pelsim, Yipsuk, Mvesa, Knesset. Vayidah, the Olam, Min Aminyim. Hanei Asar, can I get me? Okay, so now if we're going to explain the significance of the numbers associated with Kriyas HaTorah, so what's the significance of the fact that in the Kriyas HaTorah, on Sheni and Chamishi and Shabbos and Mincha, we're supposed to have a minimum of 10 psukim? So what's the significance of the number 10? I'm going to show Levi, can I get Asar, but Lola, Shabbos and Knesset. The 10 people who take it upon themselves to be free from all other responsibilities, that it's guaranteed that there will always be a minyan in time in shul. Rav Yosef Omer, can I get a saras hadibur shenevel and Moshe b'Sinai? Rav Yochanan Omer, can I get a saras ma'amoros shebohen divar olam? It corresponds to the 10 vayom ha'okims in Briyas HaOlam. Again, since if not for Torah, so then Umalei Brisi, Yom V'Layla, Chuka Shemayim V'Aretz L'Samti, were it not for the Torah, then the world wouldn't be sustained. So that's the relevance of the Asar Ma'amara, Shabahen Nivra HaOlam, to Talmud Torah. Says the Gemara, Hey Ninhu, Vayomer deBreishis, Hani Tishahavu. If you count the Vayomers in Parshas Breishis, in the Parsha of Briyas HaOlam, there are only 9, there aren't 10. Answers the Gemara, Breishis Nami Maimahu. Even though the Torah doesn't use the word Vayomer in the Pasuk of Breishis Bo Elokim, that also counts. Why? Tichsev, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Bidvar Hashem Shomayim Nasu, Uvruach Piv called Tzva. That too, that there was Kaviyochol and Amira for the initial Bereshis Baralokim as well, as described in the Pasuk in Tehillim. So that's why we count them as 10, not simply as 9. Well, let's take a look here at the Tosis in Pasuk Me'asar Psukim Vesak Netis. So here, several of the Rishonim ask, Tosis amongst them, right, when we lay in from the end of B'Shalach and Purim, so there's only 9 psukim. Each Ola reads 3, and there's only a total of 9. So answers Tosus Yeshlomo, the Shine of Pashas HaMolek, the Sidra de Yomahu Umafsik in Yonabay. That Parshas Amalek. Again, it's not like Monday or Thursday. Monday or Thursday, so all psukim are equally relevant. It's not the pshat that one pasuk is more relevant than another on a regular Monday, Thursday morning, or Shabbos de Mincha. So therefore, you're never constrained. But on Purim, you're reading because it's Sidra de Yoma. You're reading because Amalek is Mein Yano Shel Yom. Since it's Mein Yano Shel Yom, so we can't artificially extend the Kriya by beginning earlier in the Shalach or going longer into Yisrael. And Mifsik in Yonabay, and the topic is complete with the nine psukim. Umishum hochi ein lochush. Now, says Tosfos, but this isn't just sort of a concession to... It's not just a concession to how the psukim are formulated, but Tosfos says, when the nine psukim represent a complete inyan, and you want to stick to inyan, which is Mein Yano Shel Yoma, so then nine is enough. Basically, so the Rabbin in the first chelik of the Yotzei Shirim, so there's a shir about Kriyas HaTorah, Sheni v'Chamishi, so he explains that the significance of the number 10 is that 10 is a unit of limud. That's what Chazal said, that the mitzvah of reading 10 psukim basically is that you should have a unit of limud, a unit of learning. In contrast, he explains in contradistinction, he says that the unit of three, let's say originally Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu was that Kriyas HaTorah only consisted of three psukim, and then Ezra said it consists of 10 psukim. So the Rav explains, so what's the difference? He says three is a unit of Kriya, and the mitzvah, what Moshe Rabbeinu was, to read Torah Shebichsav. That was the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. The main Moshe Rabbeinu was simply to read Torah Shebichsav, and three represents a unit of Kriya. How do you know that three represents a unit of Kriya? So amongst the various proofs the Rav brings, if you take a look at the Mishnah, the bottom of Chaf Gimel Amid Beis, going over to Chaf Dalet Amid Aleph, each ola has to read a minimum of three psukim. But you have to stop after each pasuk to let the metogaman say the targum onkelos. You can't read more than one pasuk. However, ubenavi shlosha. They used to have a metogaman for the haftorah as well. By the haftorah, so then the maftir can read as many as three psukim consecutively, and only then stop and let the meturgaman have a chance to catch up with the targum. Why is that? Let's see Rashi first on the bottom of Chaf Gimel Amid Beis. Lo yikol meturgaman yosem mipasuk echad shlo yita meturgaman hametargim al peh. Remember, unklus is said bal peh because unklus is tarish of bal peh. So unklus is being said bal peh. So we want, when it comes to Chumash, where people are going to be being taught halachas, so we don't want to take any chance of the Meturgaman making a mistake. So therefore, we don't want him to have to say more than one pasuk at a time. If he wants, he can read as many as three psukim consecutively. But isn't the chance of the Meturgaman making a mistake, isn't the chance greater now? Yeah, it is. However, lo ichpas lanim yitte, the lo nafkamina hora. But we don't have to be so paranoid about the metogaman making a mistake when it comes to novi, because people don't infer halachos, they don't infer dinim from the targum of Leviim. So says the Rav, so if that's the case, then why is it limited to three? So why not say by the Haftorah that if you want, you can say all 21 psukim of the Haftorah, and only then stop and let the Meturgaman be Metargim everything. Why do we draw the line at three? So says the Rebbe, no, because three is a unit of Kriya. So every time you've had a unit of Kriya, now you have to have Targum. So that's why three is the maximum. So three represents a unit of Kriya. So Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu was to read Torah Shebichtav. Takanas Ezra was not just to read Torah Shebichtav, but to learn it. And therefore he extended that there should be a total of 10 psukim altogether on Sheni V'Chamishi, because 10 represents a unit of limud. How do you know that that's what that Ezra's takana? So the Rav says that there are a few indications. For instance, one is that it was Ezra who introduced Targum, right? Ezra said that Kriyas HaTorah should be accompanied by Targum. Why? Because again, because Ezra, what Ezra added to Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu was, Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu initially was to read Torah Shebichtav. But we should simply read Torah Shebichtav. That has an impact on the person. And then Ezra said, and I'm now upping the Takana, that in addition to that, we should learn Torah Shebichtav. We should learn Torah Shebichtav. And it shouldn't just be a unit of Kriya, it should be a unit of Limud. Hence Ezra, it was in the days of Ezra that they began to say Targum, B'shas Kriyas HaTorah. So the Rav says that's the Pshat in our Tosfos, that if 10 would represent something like a unit of Kriya, so you couldn't say that 9 is Solik Inyana equals 10. You couldn't say that if 9 encompasses an entire Inyan, so that's as good as 10. But if 10 is just our way of objectifying, this is a unit of Limud, so then we can say, if here we have a discrete unit of a parsha about Amalek, which is 9 psukim, we can say that's the equivalent of 10. But in terms of, and that's what the Rav says also, where Rav Simi says that Vayedav is Olam in Aminyan. Well, Vayedav is not a pasuk, it's also in Piagur. So what's the chiddush that it's Olam in Aminyan? So Rashi says, because you might have thought, since you don't learn anything from Vayidava, it shouldn't count. So why do you have that Havamina? So says the Rav, because since the number 10 is supposed to be a unit of Limud, so I might have thought that all 10 psukim, which count toward that, have to be psukim of Limud. And there's no Limud to be derived from Vayidava.
Where he speaks about what it means, whether it's Russian, Prussia, or what do you mean when you say there's no limud from it? From the fact that another word indicating that thought statement wasn't used, there's a limud as well. Instead of a yomer, why does it say a dabar? I think he said that something in the Torah has no limud.
Rashi says, "Afavishen gulmon menakun." Right? And the Rashi is above here, around 10 lines down. Meaning, there's always significance to whether it says "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Leim" or "Vayedav Hashem al Moshe Leim." That can't be accidental. So there's what to say. So I guess "Afavishen gulmon menakun," I guess means that it doesn't contribute to, let's say, the fact that Parsha Tzitzis is Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Leimor in no way contributes to the limud of Parsha Tzitzis. You're right. I think your point is very well taken. That there absolutely is significance to when it's Vayomer, when it's Vayedaber, and there's what to say about it. There's what to say about it, and then there's what, but in terms of its contribution to the limud of the parsha of the Vishalku Machane called Tzaruah V'Chozor V'Chotamim V'Nofesh, the introductory Vayom and the introductory Vayedav doesn't tell you anything. I guess that's what Rashi means. Okay, on the Rava, so we have 10 psukim, we have three olim, right? We have three aliyahs, and we have to have, but Only in Purim do we rely on the 9 psukim. I think it's in Vayelech that Tilsheni is 3 psukim, and then Tilshlishi is another 3 psukim, and then Tilrevi is another 3 psukim. So on Sheni v'Chamishi and Shabbos to Mincha before Vayelech, you then have to read the next parasha, I think, which is the parasha of Haikel, which is an added 5 psukim, because the Solik and Yana is the fact that we settle for 9 psukim and Purim is a combination of two things. A, it encompasses an entire Inyan, and B, it's that inyan which is inyana de yoma, and we don't want to artificially extend it. But where you don't have that constraint of inyana de yoma, and there's no inyana de yoma on the sheni the chamishi and Shabbos mincha before, so then you're not supposed to. So I think in some sidurim you have to. In some sidurim, I don't know why, but it only has 9 psukim in that Kriya Satara, and you're really supposed to say the next vayemach. Right. Good. So we're actually going to discuss that a little bit. The next big sugya we're going to come to is about Rosh Chodesh. So the answer is that, I mean, the Tzvinim is not loving Yom Shel Yoma. It doesn't trigger a Chiyuv Kriyas HaTorah, meaning we don't take out a Sefer Torah to read every day. But once we're reading right here in Parshas Pinchas, you know, one wouldn't say that reading the Tzvinim is also Rosh Chodesh has the Tzvinim. What about Shabbos? So Shabbos is Taka. Your question is correct, and the other answer is simply that we don't want to skip L'chora. That we don't want to skip those two psukim.
You also don't have 10 psukim in the Rosh
Hashanah,
so you need to add more psukim no matter what.
No, but what Shalom is saying is, so if we're artificially...
You have to add from before or after, so it makes more sense to go before.
No, 100%, but the point is that what we're doing before is not an artificial extension,
right?
Because it is relevant to this day. On this day, they're not only were they in Makkah and the Kavanos Musaf Rosh Chodesh, but they're in Makkah and the Tzvidim as well. Okay, well, let's see the next Gemara here. Omer Rava... So how do we divide? Who gets the four psukim? Rishon shekara dalad meshubach, sheni shekara dalad meshubach, shlishi shekara dalad meshubach. Rashi. Rishon min shlosha shekara abar psukim meshubach. If the first ola, right, they didn't have a siddur which told them where to start, right? So the first ola. Took it upon himself to read four psukim, that's meshubach, it's praiseworthy. B'chein sheni, b'chein shlishi. And so for the second ola, so for the third ola. Now let's read Rashi carefully here. Im lo osa harishon, v'osa hasheni, if for whatever reason the first ola only read three psukim, that's all he knew the trap for. So then the sheni goes ahead, and he takes the... He takes the initiative and reads four psukim. So that's meshubach. Oim lo koru lo harishon lo hasheni abar psukim, v'koru osan hashlishi meshubach. V'im yesh lahen, look at this. Im yesh lahen revach b'parsha. If you have room for it, meaning you're not going to end up one or two psukim into a parsha, v'koru kol echad abar psukim kulan meshubachet. And Rashi says, and certainly if each of them read four psukim, it's meshubach. Where did Rashi get that from? So the Shagasari explains in the Turi Evan that Rashi understood as follows. Shlishi shekara dalad meshubach, why is he meshubach? I mean, it's necessary at this point, right? If the Kohen only read three psukim, right? And the Levi only read three psukim, so why are you giving him such a pat on the back? He had no choice. Boaz Breva, the Yisrael, has to be Dalab Psukim. So what are we giving him a Yeshikayach for? At that point, the Kohen, so he could have passed the buck. And the Levi can pass the buck. The Yisrael, so the buck stops here, right? He had no one to pass the buck to. So what's so Meshubach about it? And Rashi apparently understood, again, that we're praising the initiative they took. Hence, Rashi says, to say the Shlishi is Meshubach must mean that it's Meshubach for him to read Dalet Psukim even if either or both of his predecessors already read Dalet Psukim, so that his reading Dalet Psukim isn't necessary just to be Mashlim, the minion of ten. So that's when it's Meshubach. Because if each of them only read three, there's nothing Meshubach. It's necessary. It's not Meshubach. Now the alternative pshat in the Gemara, which is actually mashma that the Rambam learns this way, and it's what the Turi Evan himself suggests, is that Rishon Shekara Dal Meshubach, Sheni and Shlishi, doesn't mean that we're giving a pat on the shoulder to each of the olim. We're saying, however the Kriyas HaTorah was constructed, whether the Kriyas HaTorah was devised, that the Rishon read for, or the Sheni read for, or the Shlishi read for, that Kriyas HaTorah is Meshubachas. But Rashi apparently understood the Gemara to say no, that the Gemara is lauding each Ola. So that's what Rashi says. It doesn't make any sense. What's the room to compliment the Shlishi? He's only doing what's necessary. Hence, Rashi comes up with his Chiddush, that the ideal thing is, since the Rishon Shekara Dal Meshubach is that he should opt to read Dalid, and then the other two should match him. The other two should match him. That's Rashi's pshat. Again, the alternative is what the Shagasari says. Why is each of these Meshubach? The Sman, Rishon Shekara Dal Meshubach, where do we find the precedent that it should be the first one, that there's significance to being first, that there's a chashivas to being first, and if there's a chashivas to being first, it should be the first Ola who reads for a psukim. This line, the Mishnah says, the shalosh kupa, shalosh of sa'in shabayin tominus alishka, vayakasulohen alav beiz gimel, that they would fill three kupos with the machtus hashakal money, which people contributed, and then they'd use those coins to purchase the korbanos tzibur throughout the year. So when they filled these kupos with the monies which had been contributed, so they marked each of the kupos to know that that this is the first one, this is this piggy bank is the first one that was filled, and this piggy bank is the second one that was filled, and this is the last one. Why did you have to keep track? They're all from this year, so what difference does it make that this kupa was filled first, this was filled second? Leda mehen eza nitra marisha, so you'll know which one was filled first. Lahakrit mimena risha, shemitzvah berishon, because there's a chashivus to the first. So the first ones which were contributed, it's those which should be spent first in purchasing the korbanos tzibur. And so, shekara abo ha-meshubach, where do we find that the middle one has a special chashivas to sanya? El mul penei ha-menara ya'iru shivas ha-neiros. The seven neiros of the menorah face the menorah, which the pasuk means, if you hold that there's a machlokes exactly how the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash was placed. So we're assuming now that it was placed running north-south, south on Dorum. So if this is north and that's south, so the menorah is placed like this. And the Ne'er Ma'aravi then, so which one's Ne'er Ma'aravi? If this is east and that's west, so that they're equally Ma'aravi, right? So then according to that, the Ne'er Ma'aravi is the middle one. And that the three on either side of the middle one, they're inclined towards the middle one, and the middle one is inclined to the west. And that's, so you see that over here in this context, it's the middle which has the chashivas. That you incline each of the three toward the middle one, the Ne'amai Ravi, and the middle one, which is known as the Ne'amai Ravi, Klape Shechina, towards the west where the Shechina is. Finally, the Acharon Shekara Abba Meshubach Yishumalim Bekodesh V'lo Maridin. What's the chashivas that the last one has? That it should be Malim Bekodesh V'lo Maridin. Rav Papa Ikla V'Beknishta the Abigubar V'Kara Rishon Abba V'Shibchei Rav Papa. I'm not sure exactly what that adds to the Gemara we just had, but the Gemara tells a story that Rav Papa praised the first Ola who took it upon himself to read.
Apparently Rav Papa was after him. And despite that, you know, it's not common for Rav
okay.
Papa.
Okay, maybe. Okay, we'll continue the next time.
And what I was thinking, the nature of the bracha, Adani Dilinu Rabba Ravenu, not like the first bracha, Shafan Shuna, Rabba Yemayem. that in the second bracha, you are talking much more about the current event, which is less about the third bracha.
How weird question is really weird. It's a very